The Lord Jesus was asked by his disciples, Lord, teach us to pray. And he gave them a model prayer, which in traditional churches is called the Lord's Prayer. But it's really a model. It's a prayer Jesus taught his disciples to pray like this. He said, when you pray, pray like this. And if you look at the words in that hymn 426, it's just the words from scripture. And most of us know this model, this pattern for prayer. But I want us to just look at it. And you'll notice that it starts with a focus on God. And I've done this exercise wherever I've been. And even in a pastor's conference in the West, it was interesting to find that even my fellow speaker got it wrong. Everybody gets it wrong. It's just something that happens to Christians, even after we become old fogies. And the exercise that I give the audience is, I'm going to say a word. I don't want you to think. Put down the first thought that comes to your mind when I say that word. I take a blank piece of paper and a pen and be ready. I'm going to say the word. And then I say the word God. And then I ask the people after about 5 seconds, okay, what did he put down? And they usually put down judge, they put down holy, they put down some other attributes of God. It's rare for people to put down the word Father. And somehow we've lost that sense of the fatherhood of God. Bilqis Sheikh wrote a book called I Dare to Call Him Father. She was a Muslim from Pakistan who became a Christian. I dare to call him Father because Islam has 99 names of Allah and not one of them is Father. The only faith, the only religion, if you want to call it so, that addresses God as Father is the Christian faith. And Jesus taught us to address God as Father. When you pray, say, judge, say, Almighty God. He's all that you can think of. But he's first and foremost Father. If you've received him, he has given you right to call him, to become children of God and therefore call him Father. And the Spirit comes to us so that we spontaneously call out what? Abba Father. So it's our Father. Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father. And if you look at this pattern, Jesus said, continue with thinking of your Father in heaven. Let his name be special. And name in Hebrew, understanding is all that that person is. And so we're saying God is very special. So we don't just talk about God vainly, his name specifically, but about him in every aspect of who he is. We don't take him lightly. Hallowed be thy name. And then we're concerned about his kingdom. He's king, first of all, in a very personal way, individually king in your heart and mind. But then he is king, sovereign over all the earth. And we want that to happen more and more. More people come to know Christ, repent of their sins. This evening someone told me, it was Mary. Mary told me about when she surrendered her life to Christ. That's a rare way of saying, I became a Christian. But that's the best way, maybe. I surrendered my life. I came under submission because he's king, and I want others to be experiencing his lordship in their lives because he's king, he's master, he's sovereign. Thy kingdom come. I really want that. I desire that. Think of those words, thy kingdom come. That's a request, right? That's a prayer request. That's a deep desire. I want your kingdom to come. And then I want your will to be done. I really want you to have your way, Lord. Not only in my life, but in other people's lives. I want your will to be done in the church. I want your will to be known, to be understood, to be obeyed. Such a focus on God in that pattern in prayer. And then the one and only personal practical request, give us this day our daily bread. It's really about food on the table, food for my stomach, my livelihood. Look after my need. This one. And then it goes into the spiritual need, and forgive us our debts, our sin, our transgressions, our failures. As we forgive those who sin against us. You know, Christ dealt with sin on the cross. The only reason, not one of the reasons, but the only reason Jesus came is to save us from our sin. The only problem that he came to deal with is my sin and yours. And if he has forgiven me so much, how can I ever hold anything against anybody? And lead us not into temptation. Protect me, Lord. And deliver us from evil. When we get into those entanglements, please free us. Help us to be rescued. And you're the one who does that. And then again the focus is on God. For thine is the kingdom. It is, you know. Thy kingdom come, but it is yours. And the power. How powerful is God? Can you think about that? Then I don't need to fear. What's more powerful? And who's more powerful than Father? And the glory. How glorious is the glory of God? Have you ever paused, closed your eyes, and let your imagination fly as you think about the purity, the grandeur, the majesty, the beauty of God Himself? Have you ever anticipated heaven when you will see Him face to face? Thine be the glory forever. Amen. I'm going to sing it for you, and join me if you will, because I may not be able to sustain those high notes.